Bill Hagler spells out some of the joys as well as challenges that go along with belonging to a duck club. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. My tennis friend Bill is always saying he cannot play at such and such a time because he's going duck hunting. So one day I asked him to explain this seemingly never-ending preoccupation with ducks, and he told me that he belonged to a... Well, listen.
Bill, I understand that you are a member of a duck club. There's a whole duck club culture, and I wanted you to tell me about it.
There certainly is. You know, when I was a kid, my dad belonged to a duck club, and I was able to hunt with him. And his father had belonged to a duck club, and they hunted. And it was just kind of a family thing. And I had fond memories of that duck club, and I was very, very fortunate to be invited to join a club. There is a way of life, if you will, with the duck club. For you see, we don't have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go out and launch the boat and hope you can find your favorite spot on the river. We've already got place already lined up, and we've already got people that we know we're going to be hunting with. Private property and great hunting. Part of the culture, too, is you have to be willing to sacrifice. There is a fair amount of expense involved. We're leasing private property. And the fact that there's maintenance all the time. You've got these levees that hold the water back, and you've got these little muskrats. And those suckers like to just bore holes in the levees, and so you constantly have to be working against them. There's always worrying about the noxious weeds and keeping the water flow management going.
Work hard, play harder. Sportsman Spotlight.